Dallas just got something I think a lot of places around the country have had for a long time, but we've been waiting a long time for a Dallas Community Land Trust. Now, I thought I knew what that was, but I know a lot better now. But it's a really cool way to make housing, home ownership, affordable to people that otherwise couldn't afford it, which is, you know, if you live in this area, like most everybody. Ossie Kendricks has just been named the executive director of Dallas Community Land Trust. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me, David.
So explain this to me, but the way I understand it is it separates the elements. I mean, land, owning the land is exceedingly expensive. Then it costs a lot to build something and put it on the land. So you guys own the land, and then I get to own the house. Is that right?
Exactly. So how it works, we're a shared equity model. So a home buyer purchases a home at a lower price because the Dallas Community Land Trust owns the land underneath. The homeowner can live in the home, build wealth, and eventually sell it. But instead of selling the home at full market price, they share a portion of the increased value with the Dallas Community Land Trust. So this allows the next buyer to purchase the home at an affordable price, continuing the cycle of affordability for future generations.
But and still, you know, build some equity and get along and make something along the way. So,
correct.
So do I, if I'm in this, do I pay tax? I pay taxes, property taxes on the house, but not the land?
You're paying property, correct. You're paying property taxes on the house. And there is a kind of a monthly fee associated with the ground lease for leasing the land that is paid as well. Nominally, it averages $40 a month.
Oh, that is reasonable. So, and the thing is, the land, I guess it depends on where the land is, but can be what, a third to half the price of the house?
Yes. In most cases, land value can average like $100,000, and putting a structure on top of that makes it even more so, more cumbersome.
Yeah. So I can see how this could perpetuate once there's some turn and you guys are sharing in the equity and that sort of thing. But how do you start? I mean, you have to buy the land. You're a not-for-profit?
Yep, we are a nonprofit organization. So the Dallas Community Land Trust was started by 7 nonprofit organizations, including 4 community development corporations. Each of these organizations really have a deep roots in Dallas and share a collective commitment to tackling the affordable housing crisis. And so to start, the CLT, or the Community Land Trust, will purchase land through land acquisitions. It could be from private sales, could be from developers, businesses, fellow nonprofit organizations that are sitting around the table. Also, they have land, and that land could have structures on it in existing housing structures, and some of it may be vacant where we can develop.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it one-offs, or is it a plot of land? I mean, acreage.
There will be both. So starting, there'll be one-offs, and then future forward, we envision acres and starting communities, if you will, or developments of single-family homes that have a mix of affordable housing in them.
Well, so this really is just starting. You know, Ossie, you're starting at the top of the housing market. This is a rough time. You're aware of that, right?
We are. And what better of a time to begin to tackle the affordable housing crisis. In Dallas, the median home price is roughly about $300,000, far outpacing the average income of $60,000 a year. Yeah. And so that leaves many families unable to attain or have access to home ownership opportunities. And so the Dallas Community Land Trust is will begin to help to fill that void, if you will.
So it's just getting started. I was noticing the city approved this thing like 5 or 6 years ago. It's taken a long time to get off the ground, hasn't it?
Yeah, we know that even though the CLT was just recently established, the concept itself isn't new to Dallas. The city of Dallas, you're right, recognized community land trust as a key strategy to improve affordable housing and increase housing diversity in its comprehensive housing policy that was adopted a few years ago, 2022, I believe, 2021. And so we're building on that vision. The Dallas Community Land Trust will ensure permanent affordability by maintaining community ownership of land, preventing displacement, and really allowing families to build wealth for future generations.
Right. Are you concentrating in a one area?
So our land trust is for the city of Dallas. We know that there are challenges that or affordable housing access in South Dallas and also in West Dallas. And so those are the target areas that the areas that we're targeting to begin with.
Sir, do you vet the people? I mean, obviously they have to be able to make payments like any other lender, I guess. But how do you find the people, and how do you select who gets in on this?
Sure. While we haven't developed our stewardship program just yet, essentially our stewardship program will assist us in identifying home buyers. They'll have to qualify. They'll work with a home buying agency to meet those qualifications and go through a process of purchasing a home from start to finish. And so we will work alongside those buyers to ensure that they meet the minimal requirements and have eligible access to community land trust homes.
So I know you have a plan. Yeah, you got to start with a plan anyway. But
Yep.
right now, I mean, in your mind, if you and I are talking 10 years from now, what does the Dallas Community Land Trust look like?
10 years from now, we will have expanded the affordable housing inventory. We'll continue to grow the CLT's holdings, if you will, and preserve affordability and prevent displacement. By that time, we will have developed mixed-use projects, so that those projects will integrate residential, commercial, and workforce development spaces to support community growth, because as you know, Dallas will continue to grow. And the land trust will be a sustainable model that will continue to invest and build partnerships that empower residents and businesses and future home buyers.
Yeah, so are these all single family residents? Somebody in my mind's eye, I see, nice, three bedroom, bath and a half houses or something.
Yeah, for starting, they will be single family homes. Future forward, we may get into mixed use and townhomes, but starting, they will be single family homes.
So are you out beating the bushes for money, or do you have your funding right now?
No, we need funding. So we, I wish that was the
Well,
case.
beat a couple of bushes here. Tell me what you're looking for.
Right. What we're looking for really from the business community is investment. Investment in working alongside of us to put land into the community land trust, help us develop homes on that land, investing in the land trust so that we can do the great work and engage city residents who are interested in purchasing a home, and also looking at operations, operationally to function, we'll need to continue to raise money from the business community that the sustainable model for the Dallas Community Land Trust, it'll take a couple years in order for us to reach that sustainable threshold, if you will, to generate revenue so that we can not rely on philanthropy in order to operate.
So you're plowing new ground here because we haven't had this before. But I mean, this has been done in other parts of the country. So you have a model, right?
We do. We have a model that, let's see, Grounded Solutions Network is the consultant that we've been working with. And Grounded Solutions Network has executed over, was it 40 community land trusts throughout the U.S. in the last, and that number is low, about 200 community land trusts over the last 40 years. with starting in the 60s, the first community land trust was established. So in Texas, there are five community land trusts, and we are working alongside Fort Worth, who is also starting a community land trust recently as well.
It's a fabulous cause. It's a great idea too. There's nothing better than owning your own home and pride of ownership, and it gives you stability and self-worth and all sorts of things. It also makes you work a lot harder because you have to pay for it.
It does. It does.
Ossie Kendricks is the new executive director of the Dallas Community Land Trust. It's a neat concept. I like it. Thanks a lot for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, David. I appreciate it. Thanks for making this so comfortable.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.